Views you may use.
Welcome to Views You May Use. I'm Anurag Malhotra and you're listening to me on 106.2 Big FM. The great Nelson Mandela said, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. The power of education extends beyond the development of skills we need for economic success. It can contribute to nation building and reconciliation." It is noticed that expat parents and even Emirati parents and the teenage kids are often miles apart in their aspirations and understanding of the future of careers and jobs, which can definitely affect the process of nation building in the long run. To talk to us on this very important subject, I have the pleasure of the company of Dr. Senthil Nathan, an eminent educationist. He is the Managing Director and Co-Founder of Edu Alliance Limited and the former Deputy Vice-Chancellor, Higher Colleges of Technology, Abu Dhabi, UAE. Dr. Senthil Nathan is also the recipient of the Distinguished Alumni Award from the National Institute of Technology in India from the former President of India, Dr. Abdul Kalam. He has also completed executive education programs from Harvard and MIT. A very warm welcome to you, Dr. Senthil.
I'm very happy to be here, Anurag.
Let's begin with early days. Please tell us briefly about your journey as an educationist.
Sure, I would love to. My late bloomer, I think I was not a great student in high school. And then when I went to college, I went to one of the excellent institutions in India. Now it was called a Regional Engineering College, Trichy. Now it's called NIT. And after I finished my bachelor's, I continued with the Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore. And then I tried to go into engineering consulting work. I was a top student in IISc, and then I got a banking job. Finally, when I got a call from my NIT Trichy to come and teach, I went, and day one, I fell in love with teaching profession. I knew that was my calling. Thankfully, I got a fellowship in the US. I went on to do PhD, and after I completed my PhD, I worked in the industry. I designed buildings and so on for about 6 years. So when I ended up in Abu Dhabi after all that, Higher Colleges of Technology was at the building stage. I was part of a Canadian company that set up higher colleges. It was a vision of His Highness Sheikh Zayed at that time to build an institution for practical careers for Emiratis. So when we started, it was a very small setup, and I grew with the leadership began to build this up. About 24 years I was with the higher colleges. I grew, and the last 8 years as a deputy vice chancellor. So I was happy to see many Emirati students of mine taking on leadership roles in the country today, even in ministries. So that's a very fulfilling journey. And on the other side of that, even though I've been working with Emirati students, the last 15 years I've been working with school kids more on as a CSR on my own time, parents and the high school children, primarily with the expat parents and children, for a different reason. And so that's basically that passion is why I'm here today to talk to you.
Well, you had a long journey, and as you mentioned, you've traveled a lot of paths to find your calling, and today education is something which is of prime interest to you, and you're also doing CSR and giving it back to the society. So to begin with, there is this perpetual tug of war between parents and their teenage children regarding the choice of career paths, different schools of thought, each expecting the other to understand. So with a focus on UAE, my question to you is, are expat parents in the right place to counsel, guide and cajole their teenagers to pursue the right course of studies and career path?
Most of them are not. I will explain a little bit. Even in any other country, let's say in India, the parents and teenage children are always generations apart. And when I was young, my parents did not really know what I was doing. So that is a perennial problem. But what makes it much worse and acute here,
right,
is parents as expats they have a different dream. When they moved from wherever they are, their home country to here, they had a dream, they pursued it. And their memories of what careers were and what struggles they went through is very different from the children who are born here, brought up in the UAE. That's a second big difference. So that generation gap is really accentuated with expat parents. The third issue that even makes it worse is currently with this the digital divide, with what our kids are learning through internet, through social media, is much more than what parents are learning about what's going to happen. And with the AI and robotics age that's coming up, I think our children really understand what's going much more than we do. So traditional parents who are doing traditional job, they are often unable to understand the aspirations of our young kids. So that's why it's extremely critical that parents understand what's going to happen as much as probably more than the kids have to.
Do you also think it is also because of the paucity of time the parents have, especially most of the expats have full-fledged jobs or they're involved in their businesses, majority in the job market, in the job sector. So there's very little time to actually spend with the kids?
Spending time is one issue, but understanding careers and what the kids need, I think that's the biggest investment you can make for your children. Because, you know, all the expat parents want the best for the kids. They work hard. They save money. They sacrifice all that stuff. But if they can spend a few hours, especially when the kid gets to grade 9, that's I believe that's probably the most important time. And that parents take time to understand what kind of careers, what kind of program choices, what is the aspiration of the child, rather than having their own dreams and stereotypes in the head. What I have found is most parents, they don't quite talk and communicate with the kids. They think they are children. They talk to their professional colleagues, they talk to everybody else, relatives back home, about the future of the child, but they don't necessarily talk to the child. And that's where the communication gap starts.
So one is about spending some quality time with your children. But how do the parents ascertain the quality of the interaction? Because as we spoke, parents are coming with this burden or a backlog of fixed ideas through customization, which they've gone through. Now to talk to this Gen Z kids or their children, how do they communicate?
I think that's an excellent question. Even before they communicate, I always tell the expat parents when I counsel them with the kids, I want them to understand your children are not necessarily going back home. They are global citizens.
Right.
You have to get it in your head. Just understand. It's, you know, many parents want them to get rooted in their own culture. Let's say India. They want them to go to India and learn culture and so on. So they have their own idea. The first thing before we start communicating, and the communication often with parents is one way. They tell the students, you know, you get it. Look, be serious. You know, you want to be some, you want to do gaming or whatever. You know, that's not going to happen. I want you to become an accountant or an engineer or a doctor. That's not communication. That's just a one-way conversation. So my first advice is to get your head straight to the parent. And secondly, listen. Even if you think your kids are not making sense, just listen. And go do your own Google. What they are saying, is, does it make sense?
So according to you, it's very important for the parents to befriend their children.
Yeah.
I think this trust needs to be built between a parent and especially a teenage child when, you know, there are so many changes happening with the children.
Yeah.
We'll take a short break here, but my conversation will continue with Dr. Senthil Nathan after this break.
बात एक ही है क्यों दरमियां फिर रुकी रुकी कह भी ना पाए रह भी ना पाए क्यों बेवजह है ये बेबसी तुम में हम है हम में तुम हो तुमसे हम है हमसे तुम हो किस्मतों से मिलते हैं दो दिल यहां हर किसी को नहीं मिलता यहाँ प्यार
बंदगी क्या है।
सही है। फिर क्यों है अजनबी। तुम में हम है, हम में तुम हो, तुमसे हम है, हमसे तुम हो, किस्मतों से मिलते हैं दो दिल यहाँ। हर किसी को
छुपाए
ये बेखुदी। तुम में हम है, हम में तुम हो, तुमसे हम है, हमसे तुम हो, किस्मतों से मिलते हैं दो दिल यहाँ। हर किसी को
Great to have you back to Views You May Use. I am with Dr. Senthil Nathan and we are talking about education and career for teenage children. A thought comes to me when I also look around today, the young people here. You know, the new generation wants to be completely hands-free. They are travelers. They are not interested in acquiring fixed assets such as a house, which we, our generation, has always, you know, thought of as a very wise decision, create assets and property for, you know, the future. They are happy with the Airbnbs. They don't want to buy cars. They are okay with a Uber or a Kareem. They just want to pack their bags and travel wherever they want. They just want to be free. So talking to this mindset, how, in your opinion, can parents absorb this and curate their thought process to deal with this?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to them more, not as a big academic or whatever. I talk to them as fellow parents. Both my kids were born here. So that's my experience of bringing them up, having this conversation. When my first child, my daughter, was in grade nine, and you know, as girls, we think of, I lived in the US many years, but I never thought a young girl can live alone there.
Right.
And when she was, I think she was 13, I think, when she was in grade 9, she said, "Dad, I'm going to do my bachelor's in the U.S. I told her, "Joanna, that's not going to work. I want you to do bachelor's. No, 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 no. That's And that was the end of the conversation as far as she was concerned.
Right.
So I thought I will give her a challenge, all this stuff. But she was very fixed what she wanted to do. And this is what I shared with my fellow parents. So I listened. And it took us a year for me and my wife to absorb this, that we are going to lose our daughter at the age of 17, and she is going to go live alone in the U.S. So we had to change our mindset, not her. But then I started challenging her and things like that. She met every challenge. And I can tell you, as a proud dad, at the age of 21, before I started a company, she started a company in the U.S. And she got 2 degrees at the age of 21. That kind of opportunity, that's what I want for every child, to go after their dreams. And the parents actually facilitating rather than saying some stupid stuff, you know, it's not going to work and all the stuff. Encourage. That's on one side. The other side is always that there are some who do pipe dreaming. Even my daughter, when she was in grade 7 or 8, she wanted to be an archaeologist or a movie maker. I said, this is going to work only in Indiana Jones movies. You know, you're going to do both.
Right.
And my wife was really worried. So I got her inspired by nanotechnology, some of the things I saw in Switzerland.
Right.
I got her exposed. So as a parent, you can gently inspire them, but you cannot dictate terms.
So you are a very aware parent, and from the industry and education is something being very close. So probably for you, it was relatively simpler to come to terms, see the macro advantages, you know, than getting into, you know, a confrontation. So what should parents of today do to better acquaint and prepare themselves while dealing with their teenage children?
A very good question. What I do, I'll explain what I do. When they come to talk to me, and I just listen for half an hour, and usually both of them are quite clueless.
Then
parents and the kids, they don't know what they're
going to do. So normally, do you have these sessions with parents and kids together?
Together, always together, never alone.
Oh, it's not one-on-one separately.
No, never alone.
I see.
And that's my condition. If they only parents come, I don't talk to them. Because there's always a miscommunication. This is what you want to fix.
Right.
And after that first conversation, I give them an access to a link, and which I'd be glad to send it to you, and you can put it on your website.
Sure.
It's a very simple 5-minute aptitude test from the U.S. It's nothing to do with me, but I found it work. Basically, I asked the kids to go through that and look at the results and see what they think. This aptitude test doesn't ask you whether you want to be an engineer or a doctor. It just talks about what kind of things you want to do in life.
Right.
And from that, they figure out psychologically, you have 70% aspiration, you can succeed in this kind of profession and so on. Most kids get surprised because they know that's what they are, but they never connected it with the career. And this is what it says. And then I ask them to come back and say, look, this is what it says. And if you are as a kid, and I tell the parents also, if they are going after their passion, no matter what it is, they are going to be successful.
True.
If it's going to be history or economics or whatever it is. And that's, you have to allow them. If they do have very little passion towards medicine, don't push them into, you know, they're going to be mediocre doctors. So that conversation starts. The second question is then, if this is what you want to do, where do you want to study? That's a question for those who are living here.
Right.
They have the world as an option. They can send them back home. They can send them, make them study here. There are 100 universities right in UAE. They send them to West, East, Australia, you know. So that's the next level of question. And then the financial question comes. So I tell them this is a reality. You guys have to have a chat.
Right.
What is the budget? You have to be realistic. You tell your children, this is what I can afford. And you go through that conversation. So that's the third, fourth level. And I let them discuss that. Obviously, I don't want to get into finance issues.
Right.
And they have to agree to this.
Wonderful. At the end, if you were to give a piece of advice to both parents and children, what would it be?
To parents, learn and then listen. Learn yourself outside. Google, everything is available. Listen to your kid. To students, I would say the same thing. Learn and listen. You have adrenaline flowing. You have friends telling many things.
Right.
You have peer pressure, but that's not learning. So you learn yourself what's going on. And also listen not just to your friends, but also to your parents and other professionals who are working in the area. And that listening can happen in chat or in Google, or you can listen to TED Talk and things like that.
Right.
There's a whole lot of resources you have in front of you, rather than wasting your time on just chit-chatting on WhatsApp with your friends.
And a follow-up question, who do you think the onus is on more between the parent and the child to create this communication channel of listening, learning?
I would say 50-50, but it's a lot more on the child, because it's going to be children's future. If I am a child, I have to initiate. Otherwise, I am going just by nodding my head to my parent and end up in a disastrous career. I have to suffer the rest of my life. So my advice is to teens, keep trying, keep talking, don't give up, keep educating your parents, but keep, learning as well.
Thank you very much, Dr. Senthilnathan, for coming to our studio and sharing a wealth of knowledge with our listeners. And I'm sure that especially the parents of teenage, college-ready children are listening in to this show and would reconsider their rigid positions vis-a-vis their children and allow them to be and support them to blossom into great professionals and, more importantly, great human beings.
Thank you, Anurag. I wish you well, and I wish the parents well.
Thank you very much. I need to slip into a short break here, but you don't go anywhere, as I'll be back with news and information for our South Asian listeners in the Expat Roundup. So just keep it locked to 106.2 Big FM.
Pure music. 106.2 Big FM.